The wren used to done had his nest up in the shed. One time the old ones had them flew out the shed. They was wanting to get something to eat for their young, and had to left the chicks all alone. After a while, that wren came. "What's all went on up in here?" he said. "Who done caused y'all harm, children? Y'all terrified." "Oh, daddy," they said. "Some big old boogeyman came by just now. He looked all mean and scary. He was all peeking up in our nest with his big old eyes. That really don't scare us."
"I see," said Daddy Wren.
"Where he done went off to?"
"Well," they said, "he done went down that way."
"Hold up a minute," Daddy Wren said. "I'ma go after him. Don't y'all worry none, children. I'll get him." Just then, he flew out after. Just as he came round the bend was the lion who he saw walking along. But the wren wasn't afraid. He swooped down upon the lion's back and commenced to telling him off. "What business you got coming all up in my house," he said, "and terrifying my kids?" The lion ain't paid him no attention and kept on walking. That just made the little owl mouth berate him even more fiercely. "You ain't got no business being up there, I tell you. And if you come back," he said, "well, then you'll see. I don't really want to do it," he said, and then lifted one of his legs. "But I'll break your back with my leg in a second." At that, he flew back to his nest. "There y'all go, chilly," he said. "I done taught that fool a lesson. He won't be coming back." The wren used to done had his nest up in the shed. One time the old ones had them flew out the shed. They was wanting to get something to eat for their young, and had to left the chicks all alone. After a while, that wren came.
"What's all went on up in here?" he said. "Who done caused y'all harm, children? Y'all terrified." "Oh, daddy," they said. "Some big old boogeyman came by just now. He looked all mean and scary. He was all peeking up in our nest with his big old eyes. That really don't scare us."
"I see," said Daddy Wren.
"Where he done went off to?"
"Well," they said, "he done went down that way."
"Hold up a minute," Daddy Wren said. "I'ma go after him. Don't y'all worry none, children. I'll get him." Just then, he flew out after. Just as he came round the bend was the lion who he saw walking along. But the wren wasn't afraid. He swooped down upon the lion's back and commenced to telling him off. "What business you got coming all up in my house," he said, "and terrifying my kids?" The lion ain't paid him no attention and kept on walking. That just made the little owl mouth berate him even more fiercely. "You ain't got no business being up there, I tell you. And if you come back," he said, "well, then you'll see. I don't really want to do it," he said, and then lifted one of his legs. "But I'll break your back with my leg in a second." At that, he flew back to his nest. "There y'all go, chilly," he said. "I done taught that fool a lesson. He won't be coming back."